Hello, everybody. This is the Fakeologist speaking. It is Thursday, June the 3rd, 2021. It's 8:46 in the p.m. Eastern Daylight Savings Time. I do this show Sunday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursdays. And the schedule will change in a week or two. I'm not sure what it'll change to, but I come here to review my blog at fakeologist.com. And I also have a video server site called fakotube.com. And as you can see, this is the main blog page, fakeologist.com. And I do posts every day based on some of the best research material sent to me. Some of it I even find myself. And I put it here for you to enjoy. Started this blog as a fakeologist. I chose that word because A, it was a single word, it was unique, and it required questioning. What is a fakeologist? Fakeologist is someone who studies media fakery. Almost all of the major media events are staged psychological operations. That's a tough pill to swallow, but once you know that, you're not going to be fooled ever again, and you're going to question everything that comes in the media to you. And now more than ever, those that question the media are more valuable than ever. Because now, for the great masses, they have to make a choice. Do they believe the official story, or do they believe that they have been lied to for an awful long time? And finally, maybe you're being shaken out of your sleep, your slumber, and you're coming to people like this blog and me and alternative media. Some of us are here genuinely. Some of us are here by design to trap you, to bring you into a honeypot where you'll get stuck. And then you'll spin around in circles and go really crazy. Or you find genuine people like me that are not really in it for any other reason other than to find others that are like us. Go find the others. Fantastic blog. GoFindTheOthers.com. And he's a great guy, and he really nailed the name, actually. If I had to choose a really second runner-up name to Fakeologist, I would have agreed with that name, because really the only way to get solace in this world is to go find the others. And that's why my original audio way back in show one, way back in 2012, number one, I wanted to play Radio Guy because I loved radio. Because I've made a living driving around in my car all day long, making money. And of course, your only friend is the radio. And thank God for the internet, because that brought on podcasts, which are a godsend. Because if you're like me, you've always liked amateur hour, amateur radio. You like people that told things like it is without any filters that are required if you are paid by advertisers or big conglomerates to say certain things. So when we got this whole smartphone, podcast, Bluetooth, when we got those three things, that made radio completely obsolete. The normal over-the-air radio, which was frustrating to listen to because in 1 hour, you'd only listen to about 40 minutes of content. The rest was commercials. And as soon as the conversation got interesting, it would always break off into a commercial. And then by the time the host got back with a good guest, the time was up. See ya. Time to go. But with the internet now, it is so fantastic that we have just so many great voices. Some are traps, like I said. Some are real. But overall, it's just fantastic to be able to listen to any topic you want for almost as long as you want. So that is the great promise. And that is just the greatness of the whole internet. And for that, I'm grateful. I hope it lasts. I hope we get to keep the internet. I hope it's not censored in such a way that it's useless. Once the government starts regulating something, they usually wreck it. Let's just hope that there is a way to keep it going. Now, as you know, I am broadcasting live on fakeologist.com/live. And And my main video blogging or streaming platform is FakoTube. I see I have one other person, I think, if I'm reading this correctly, on the FakoTube chat, and that is Chet. Chet, shout out. Hello. If I go to the Restream software, it says one other person is listening on DLive. And so far, they haven't said a darn thing. Let's go to the Discord. I was going to have To the Trees on the show tonight, but he couldn't make it. He's been on before. I thought he was really exceptional. And he was trying to get some of his friends in the military to call in, but they're just not interested, which is too bad. And there is nobody in the audio chat right now. The audio chat's gone dead over the last few weeks, and that happens. It could go for weeks being dead. I always show up here and there. I did an audio today with Frank. We're talking about the latest in nuclear power plants that are allegedly being planned and built, and they're just as fake as the old ones. And we were talking about how one of them was on to run on natrium. And I asked Frank, what is natrium? What element is that? And Frank said it's just salt. So we speculated that the salt is a good way of storing heat. And if the nuclear power plants are just giant energy dumps, they either burn off the energy or they can store it. And he said they can maybe store it in salt. So that was an interesting concept. And yeah, that's probably what the scam is going to be. All right, then. Let us go to the blog. We'll go for about half an hour tonight. Okay, Chet says thanks. He is in the chat. So if it works for Chet, it'll work for you. So everyone, go to FakoTube.com and sign up. Simple email will do, and get in the chat. There is a chat button somewhere on the main page. It's supposed to be a floater. It's supposed to be floating on the main page, but I don't even know if that's true. Let me just click on the live. If I click on the live, is there a chat button anywhere floating around? Because I don't see it. So I don't even know how to get to the chat. My own chat, I don't even know how to get to. It's supposed to be a floater on the screen. Oh, there it is. Bottom left, there is the floating chat. So if you click this little bubble, it'll bring up the chat. There you go. And, okay, I'm just reading the chat on this page. Maybe I'm looking at the wrong chat page. Maybe I should be looking at the live chat. Maybe I've been looking at the wrong chat the whole time. I'm a little confused by my own software. But I think he says he's in Seattle. So I didn't see this chat the other day. So I've been in the wrong chat the whole time. Isn't that funny? Let me just click this pop-out chat. If you go to the top of the chat, action. So we got here, action, attach. What's attach? No, that's for uploading a file. What's this? Actions. So this is the default chat. Okay. So I click the default chat. Will that bring up a window? Okay, I don't even know. Okay, default chat. On the bottom, it's tiny. How do I make this chat stick into its own window? Can I do that? I'm sorry, guys. Just trying to figure out. So it's an element. Okay. Just looking here. You're probably following along if you're following here. I'm just trying to see how to make this chat have its own window. Interesting. I can't quite figure it out right now. But I'll have to keep looking at this window then. Okay. Yes. So I've missed a lot of this chat from the other days. So that's why I couldn't comment on the chat, because I was looking at the wrong chat. I knew that I'd seen Walker's chat from April 20 or May 24th, but then I couldn't find it again. I've got too many chats. Okay. Oh, here we go. Let's see. Actions. Open a new tab. Okay. Okay. All right. So it says here on this chat that Walker's in the chat tonight, but Chet is not in the chat anymore. This must be the worst radio. So I see Chet is in the Fakeologist channel chat. Okay. So I'm confused as hell. So I'm just going to keep the live stream chat open and say hello. And maybe that flows over to another chat window, and I don't know. Okay, let's go to the blog. That's enough screwing around. One of my favorite video channels on YouTube and all the others, because they've had to diversify, is Kate Wan. She's such a smart woman. She is a video editor, I suppose. She has her own web page. I believe it's called katewand.com. Let me see if I got that right. Is that right? Kate Wan. No, that's not it. Kate Wan. So she's on maybe a subsite of another. Kate Wan YouTube, Kate Wan Twitter, Facebook. Where is she? Oh, yes. It's called very-opinionated.com. Welcome to the re-education brother. What is this? We are very opinionated. Okay. Actually, she doesn't even look like she updates her own site. Interesting. Well, at least I update my own site, Kate. Come on. Well, she's got a YouTube channel, and I post some of her best videos on FakeoTube. So here's one here.
CBS presents this program in color.
You're moving into a land of both shadow and substance, of things and ideas. You've just crossed over into the Twilight Zone.
Television shows The Twilight Zone and Hogan's Heroes provide lessons as we tentatively emerge from the herd stupidity that led to the establishment of our state-run COVID religion in March 2020. An episode of The Twilight Zone comes to mind when contemplating the COVIDians who cling to their emotional support masks and other revolting, pseudoscientific, non-pharmaceutical interventions, supported by the public health police state and the coronavirus lockdown chorus in the media. In the Twilight Zone episode titled Eye of the Beholder, Janet Tyler undergoes plastic surgery to correct her deformity. The plot centers on Janet waiting in the hospital to see if her plastic surgery is successful. This is her 11th trip to the hospital for treatment, and she is desperate to look like everyone else.
How long? Until they decide it's safe for your face.
I know. It's pretty bad, isn't it?
I've seen worse.
But it's pretty bad, isn't it? I know it's pretty bad.
During the entire episode, Janet's face is not shown, but we are constantly told how hideously ugly she is. The nurses, doctor, and other people who attend to her in the hospital also have their faces shielded. When the bandages are finally removed from Janet's face, we see that, in fact, Janet is beautiful, while the self-declared normal doctors and nurses are mutilated, deformed monstrosities.
Needle, please.
The lesson to be learned from this episode is that those of us who choose to be maskless are normal, while those who make our children wear masks for 7 hours a day and keep them from playing with their friends are grotesque and deformed, both mentally and physically. Infectious disease experts, working with teachers' unions, bosses, and supine politicians, continue to maim and deform parents and children in the name of protecting public health. We must be saved by these enlightened priests rather than relying on our own sound judgment.
Now, that's the Twilight Zone. I don't remember that one. I don't know if they colorized an old one, because I know Twilight Zone came out originally with Rod Serling, and then I think there was maybe another Twilight Zone later, but I'm not sure. That was a good one, though. Well worth a watch. Kate Wan doesn't write most of these essays. She reads them, and I believe she adds the video to them, or she coordinate someone else adding the video. Very well done. Take a look. Take a look at her channel. Now, here's another thing I pulled off Twitter today. If this, I titled this, Everything Wrong with the COVID PSYOP and NPCs in One Video. Take a look at this.
So right now, we're about to go give a COVID vaccine to someone inside a 7-Eleven. This is what community service looks like, and getting the community vaccinated. This is the first time we're doing it in the community.
One, two, three. Well, Johnson & Johnson, you only need one and done. So that's the good thing about it. You don't have to get a second one, nothing like that. Okay. Yeah, that's it. And you don't have to like call for the second appointment, like usually with Pfizer and all that stuff.
Hey, bro, how do you feel that you got this shot right here at work by U.S. soldiers?
My man, y'all take care of me, man. It's all about the being an American citizen, yeah. Man. The perks of it, man. I appreciate it, man. If anything, you know, and anything. And I hope everybody else does it too, man.
Now, what would you tell people who don't want to get the vaccine? Why should they get it?
Why they should get it?
Yeah.
Don't get to help not get sick and not get anybody sick, you know, if anything. So, that's pretty much it. Yeah, man. Everybody need to do it, you know, not to get anybody sick, if anything. Especially, you know, in the line of work we're in, you know, I might get sick and not know I'm sick, and then I'll get somebody else sick. So, yeah, man, I was always skeptical about it, and I was asked, man, you know, it's meant to be. And I guess the lady walked up to me, and it's meant to be. She said, I'll walk to you and do it. And I really appreciate everything, man. Thank you.
All right, congratulations.
Thank you, man.
This is the how many problems are there in this video? First of all, here's the tweet from the Dallas County Health and Human Services, which is the dictatorship governmental agency in most counties and federally. Even the tweet is illiterate. We're going out tonight to, wrong spelling, administering COVID. Even the grammar is totally wrong. Spelling is wrong. They're using the National Guard to go out, and I guess they have some kind of database. They're going to a 7-Eleven, which sells nothing but poison food to people, and they're talking and getting an opinion of someone who obviously isn't very literate or very intelligent, and he is taking a vaccination into his arm. He doesn't know what it is. Well, the soldier said J&J, but everything is wrong about that. And then he's giving public health advice. This 7-Eleven clerk, who he says he needs it because he's on the front lines of what? Front lines of poisoning people with the stuff they sell there. It's just crazy. And that kind of video just depresses me when these zombies are the ones that are going to be in the majority very shortly that are vaccinated. You know, I still don't think. Still don't think for sure that this is, it's not for sure that they're poisoning us, but I'm not certain. And in a way, it might not be this one, but the next one or the one after that. Because once they get that needle in the arm, all bets are off. And it's who knows what they have planned for the future. That one really stuck out in my mind, that video. It's just very disturbing. And not to say up here in Canada, they're trying even less hard. They're really trying very hard. And it's not good. Not good. The disgraceful selling job they're putting on people, the public, it's unrelenting. And I just don't like the way this is going, for sure. All right, going back again to one of my favorite new blogs, canucklaw.ca. She found an article that was pulled, and it's talking about small newspaper somewhere in British Columbia, where we found a contradictory message from their chief hellcrat, Bonnie Henry, about mass testing of employees at jobs. And there's really nothing that interesting about the story other than it was pulled later by one of the small media outlets that, if you look it up like this fantastic researcher did, this small little newspaper got $250,000 in grants. And then they pulled the article. Now, luckily, somebody saved it on archive.is or the Wayback Machine. But the point is, we are seeing censorship. And in this case, it's a fairly uninteresting contradiction. We're used to the contradictions from these hellcrats. Now, they say it's because the science evolves. Science keeps changing. Constantly changing all the time. That's what they say. But it's clearly not good. It's not good. And this Canuck Law, she does really good investigative journalism. And hopefully she can come back and talk about her book, 2021. I'm just looking at her podcast. I don't think she's changed anything or updated that page lately. Let's go back to the blog. Looks like I accidentally deleted that page. Let's see here. I'll just put it here, fakeologist.com/blog. And we'll go look at FakoTube right now. Go back. Where's the chat window? Do I have it open? Lost the chat already. Okay, we got a few other people. It looks like live. Oh, here it is. Looks like we got Walker, Joshua AD22, and Danny. So actually, maybe this is a good, better way of seeing who's in the chat through FakoTube. So thank you guys for going to FakoTube and using it. And it looks like I have, how many people? 4 people watching on FakoTube. Fantastic. I don't think I put this on the blog, but I put last night's Kevin J. Johnson show. I uploaded it because it's actually a good show, even without Kevin. And I put it up here because I wanted to...
Losing it. Definitely.
Highlight Wayne Peters. He's another journalist in Winnipeg.
That's a sweet.
And where is he? He came in halfway through the show.
Well, what have you been? I know you've been up with the doctors. We only talked to you last night. So, anything new since then?
First of all, I want to thank you guys for doing what you guys did last night and taking your primetime audience and exposing them and sharing with them. Dr. Bridle's testimony in that video, because that's really a cornerstone of where the last stand for us right now is, as we're seeing it. And it was really tough to get into how complex.
Now, this guy really does have a good handle on what's going on. Another Canadian, name is Wayne Peters. He does a show. He has a website called What's Up Canada. Let's punch it in here. What's Up Canada? Yeah, whatsupcanada.org. Take a look at this. Now, he says he interviewed a bunch of doctors. It's not completely clear where the videos are. It's not easy to find, actually. This is the problem when you're spread out everywhere. And I mean everywhere. He's on Telegram, Patreon. What's this? Okay, so he's on Telegram. He's got 1,200 subscribers, way more than me. So I'll just join his Telegram real quick. But there's some video where he has the doctor that's making the media rounds. The guy's name is Brian Bridle. Byram Bridle. Interesting. He's a vet, or he's a immunologist, a virologist at the University of Guelph, the veterinary division. That's the big veterinary college in Canada. And he starts off the video right away saying he's pro-vax. I don't know what the... I don't really see the point in getting too much information out of these pro-vax people, because really it just means that they believe in the germ theory. And that leads me to believe there's somewhat controlled opposition, because the people that are perpetrating this hoax, they don't care what you say about germs or viruses or quaxines. As long as you believe in them and as long as you believe they're contagious, they don't care what you say about them. They don't care if you say the vaccines are deadly. They don't care about any of that. As long as you're promoting the idea, then that's good enough for them. Because if you believe there is a contagious virus out there, then eventually you're going to do what you're told, because you really believe that if you've got the poison, you need the antidote. Now, I don't believe any of that. So therefore, I don't get too excited when you have opposition to the official story, because we all know in the Hegelian dialect, there's synthesis, antithesis. Sorry, there's thesis, antithesis, and synthesis at the end. So this would be the antithesis, the opposing story. And as long as we meet in the middle, then they don't care about what the opposition is saying. So that's why I'm a little suspicious of this whole story. So if you look at his interview, he basically says, well, hey, I'm not an anti-vaxxer. Why is it necessary to broadcast that right out of the gate? Now, right off the top, his video doesn't even play. That means you got to watch it on one of these sites, which drives me nuts. So here we go again. So we'll go to Odyssey, and we'll see a little bit about this, see if it plays. Odyssey is really slow, usually. Tonight it's working.
Immunology, and so that of course is very relevant. So in other words, I study immunology, but also virology, and both the disease that's of interest, great interest to everybody right now, COVID-19, the disease itself, the disease pathogenesis, is at the interface of virology and immunology, and the key solution that everybody's seeking right now, of course, is directly at this interface as well. Specifically, and I have to catch myself, because the public messaging we're hearing is that the goal is to get everybody immunized. And I, as an immunologist, I can't highlight enough that it's the goal isn't for everybody to get a needle per se, but it's to get as many Canadians immune as possible. And there's a difference. There's two ways to accomplish that, right? One is through natural acquisition of immunity, and one is through vaccination.
Neither would
I
agree with.
And in addition, other credentials, I guess, are so my research program focused my entire career on the development and optimization of new vaccination strategies, both for infectious diseases and to treat cancers. And so I'm actually very pro-vaccine. I should point that out.
There you go.
Again, if anybody were to question that, again, I will reiterate my entire career has been based on the development of vaccines. People are welcome to look up my peer-reviewed publication record. Almost every single publication deals with vaccines and the development of vaccines. I teach the importance of vaccination for public health in general, and that vaccine. And I know that, you know, some people don't agree fully, but I guess I'm just disclosing my stance, which is that I do think, by and large, vaccines are very, you know, an excellent way of protecting public health. But I always would like to point out in this day and age that what I'm talking about, these vaccines, I'm talking about vaccines that have been properly vetted by the scientific community. and proven to be both safe and effective. And I have also received funding from both the Ontario and federal governments to develop COVID-19 vaccines. So, and I've been spending, the last
one. Well, that's another tip that the guy's on the payroll. So he owes his whole existence to the government, and the government is not going to fund anyone who is going to be harmful to the end result. So that's why I'm super suspicious. I don't spend a lot of time worrying about these guys, but is any opposition better than no opposition? I'm not sure. So if anyone has an opposing view to mine on this, let me know. But I'm not sure I can invest an hour and a half watching this based on that opening statement. But Wayne over here, at least he knows what's going on. At least he sees the big picture. So he is worth listening to, actually. So you might want to take a listen to him. All right, let's go to the anti-COVIDian Twitter page here. Okay, so it looks like automatically when I go to start the show, a tweet comes out. Interesting. We are live. Okay. I see. It puts the actual video stream for people to click on, and it also puts the message we are live. Oh, and I do spend quite a bit of time on Twitter. There's quite a bit of material out there. And here's a tweet here. The Flu rebrand should get a marketing award. And I said, it is the greatest marketing campaign in the history of the world. However, dollar for dollar, it's the worst. In other words, they are spending billions and even trillions of dollars on this. And for that, I'm not sure they are succeeding the way they want to. The only problem is they got unlimited money and unlimited time to make this happen. So that's the danger for those people that are hoping it is unsuccessful. Here's a picture. I think I tweeted this before. The picture of a building in Quebec City with the United Nations flag flying in front. I think I looked into this before. I think there was a plausible reason why they flew it. But actually, it was a police station. I don't know why they did it, but it does look like Canada has been taken over, which it has. It's taken over in the sense that we're passing laws in Canada based on the treaties or the agreements we signed with the United Nations on worldwide treaties, or they're not even treaties, they're just worldwide pledges, and we're codifying them into law now. Now, nobody in Canada voted for any of these things. We don't even know, most Canadians don't even know what laws are passed, and it's worse now more than ever. Well, maybe that's a symbol that Canada has been sold. Now, in the sense that we are borrowing $500 billion, I believe, in the last year and a half, that we cannot pay back. That to me says we're sold, we're bought and paid for. Here is a funny tweet from the Babylon Bee, which is the best satire site out there. Hasbro releases new version of Operation, where players just keep putting more masks on the patient. Actually, it should have been the other way. They should be taking the masks off. But yeah, that's really emblematic of what the medical system's all about today. It doesn't matter what you're going to the hospital for, you got to put on a mask. That's their number one concern. Here's a retweet of Truth Stream Media, which I am a sponsor of. These guys are good. Peer pressure is one of the key motivators used in the social credit system. Well, of course. I followed Ron DeSantis today, Governor Ron DeSantis of Florida. He's sort of half on our side, I think, more than half or just about half. While other states advocated for never-ending lockdowns during the pandemic, Florida Follow the Science, which there's no science, and led the nation to ensuring there were opportunities for Florida families to go to school, go to work, and provide for themselves and their families. Yeah, you could be cynical of him because he is a politician, but it does sound like he is going the right way. What they have in mind as an end game for Florida, it's anybody's guess. It looks like now the media and the PSYOP is turning against Fauci. They're turning their guns on Fauci, so he could be ready to take a fall. I think Bill Gates, they are moving out of this play. I'm not sure if we're going to hear from Bill Gates again. They may have used him for up until now, and the divorce is an excuse to take him off the world stage. Now, as much as I hate Bill Gates and everything he stands for, he's just an actor, and he didn't come up with this plan. He has just been, I would say, the elite's representative of the eugenicist mass vaccination. So he's the front guy. And you've seen the spider web of companies that the Gates Foundation owns and stands to benefit from, government policies that they are basically writing. But I still think there's bigger people behind him. And actually, that makes me go back to FacoTube. We go back to the main page of FacoTube, a video that Jan Erik came up with. Monopoly, an overview of the Great Reset. Follow the money. And this Dutch woman here. Where is she? She's on earthnewspaper.com. She's on BitChute. Actually, really good BitChute channel. Basically, she boiled down almost every company on Earth is owned by either BlackRock or Vanguard, both privately held corporations. They manage $20 trillion. That's not just their money. It's huge mutual funds, exchange-traded funds. But it is insane how almost every single corporation is owned by these guys. And we don't know who owns them. I like this particular video because I really am a sucker for the Dutch accent when they speak English. I think it's such a soft, pleasing accent.
Dear fellow human, I think by now you're sensing that something does not seem right. But I also think that poorly argumented conspiracy theories have caused you to stay far from the fear-mongering media and conspiracy theorists alike. But please listen, because as you are watching, millions fall into poverty because of the corona measures of the past year. Even if the greatest economic crisis in history has not affected you yet, it will only be a matter of time until the rippling effects will hit you as well. This is not fear-mongering, but it's a harsh reality. I also think we might mitigate the damage and may even do better, provided we are informed correctly about our situation. This is why I would like to show you a few facts you can easily check, facts that are of crucial importance. Less than a handful of big corporations dominate every aspect of our lives. That may seem exaggerated, but from the breakfast we eat to the mattress we sleep on and everything we wear and consume in between is largely dependent on these corporations. Those are huge investment companies that determine the course of money flow. They are the main characters of the play that we are witnessing. I know your time is valuable, so I summarized the most important data. How does it work? Let's take PepsiCo as an example. It is the parent company of many soda companies and snack companies. The so-called competitive brands are from factories from a few corporations who monopolize the entire industry. In the packaged food industry, there are a few big companies like Unilever, the Coca-Cola company, Mondelez and Nestle. In the picture, you see that most brands in the food industry belong to one of these corporations. the big companies are on the stock market and have the big shareholders in the board of directors. On sources like Yahoo Finance, we can see detailed company info, such as who the biggest shareholders actually are. Let's take PepsiCo again as an example. We see about...
Anyway, that's 45 minutes. Highly recommended. Jan Erik pointed that one out to me. Hats off to Jan Erik again. He really is a great researcher and really gives me lots of good stuff. So thank you, Jan Erik. And I did post that on fakeologist.com/blog. Okay, I've pretty much run through all the posts for tonight. And let me go back to Twitter and just see a few more tweets. Oh, yeah. This is crazy. This is how insulting our leader is here in Ontario. Our premier, Thug Ford, allegedly... is now allowing graduations for high school based on this goofy, completely stupid story. What is the story here? Doug Ford said someone dropped a letter at his house, which is a lie because he has the police guarding his house. So I doubt anyone is dropping any letters. Then he said he read it, and it's from a gentleman named Arthur that lived a few blocks away. You could just tell, I didn't see this news conference. You could just tell, though, it's complete BS. But the bottom line is, we're told that Thug Ford moved up the opening day where they're relaxing whatever restrictions they have by a week, and then he is going to allow a graduation day for all grades, and it has to be outside, all because of this letter. This is giving the impression that there's a constant tension between the Lionists or the Hellcrats that run the province and the political side. So the political side, like the premier, is supposedly on the people's side, the business side. He's really fighting against these Hellcrats that really want to lock us down forever. But he is trying to look like the good guy. But as soon as he does something good, then he gets into trouble because they make the numbers go up in the simulation. So then he gets admonished by the Hellcrats, and the Hellcrats say, if you just listened to us, then this would not have happened. Whatever numbers they spin up to simulate, whatever they want to simulate. Cases. That kind of thing. So this is what has been going on all year, just back and forth. The government does something against the official Hellcrats, Diktats. And then we get into trouble because the numbers of whatever you want go up, the cases or whatever simulated numbers. And then we go back into a harsher lockdown. So it's lockdown, then they ease off the gas pedal. Then they simulate the numbers going up in for whatever excuse you want, whatever it's. The variant, or as Wayne was calling it, the scariant. Pick a scariant with a long number with lots of irrational decimal points in it, and then you could just say, well, got to lock down just in case. Got to keep those ICU beds open just in case. But it just seems so strange that these... And looks like the people that hate Doug Ford, which there are many in the chattering classes in Toronto, because he supposedly is a suburban guy, represents the dummy Canadian. He's not a academia chattering class type. So they'll pounce on him. Or the PSYOP writers will flood the internets and the so-called... Oi Poloi will jump down jump on Thug. And sometimes I think because of all this, where they want us to think that because the populist style leader is going to screw everything up by disobeying some of the hellcrats, diktats, sometimes I think that it's trying to draw out of the public that really we don't want one of us running the province, at least symbolically, as leader. And I think it's trying to drum up support for the fact that they just want a technocratic manager who follows the evolving science and let them run the place. So sometimes I think Thug Ford, the premier of Unterrible, could be the last elected person, premier, for a long time. I really think that we might just get an administrator, just like Canada has an administrator now. The Queen's representative in Canada is now the Chief Justice of the Supreme Court of Canada, Richard Wagner. He is the administrator of Canada, which means besides the Queen of Canada, he's the most powerful person, at least on paper. Now, people always say it's symbolic, but how is it symbolic when it's in all the laws of the land? That's not symbolism. That's actualism. And he was appointed. We don't elect our judges here. They are appointed by the Queen, I suppose, maybe as recommended by the bureau rats. And that's where I put here our last elected premier. Now, I do retweet occasionally some of the stories about people that are vaccine injured. I'm sort of on the fence on these stories. I think some of them are probably real, but I'm not sure. It's still promotion for the vaccine. Oh, Joe Biden. What entertainment he is, honestly. He is another example of an elected official that really most people would say at least half the people of the U.S. know he didn't get in, but they put him in. And what are you going to do about it? But man, he is, if he's acting about being a creepy old man, then he's doing a pretty good job. It really seems like he is
Margaret Catherine,
a creepy old man.
I love those barrettes in her hair, man. I tell you what, look at her. She looks like she's 19 years old sitting there with her, like a little lady in her waist.
Like the guy just can't help himself. He is that the dementia acting up? Because, again, if he's acting demented, he's doing a fantastically convincing job of it. He really does seem to be completely out of it. And he just lets her rip. His thoughts that most people would self-censor. Here's a tweet from Marcus, who comes on the show once a month or so. So he is doing videos, 2-minute videos. I'll play a bit of this for you. Start at the beginning because it just starts playing automatically.
Take a look at this frightening headline. Moderna seeks full FDA approval for its COVID vaccine. Will this move the needle on vaccine hesitancy? This means mandatory vaccines are coming soon. If you're like a majority of people, you know the COVID-1984 jab is a self-inflicted genocide program. Yes, we know that taking this shot is going to make us sick, maim or injure us, even kill us. How do we know? Hey there, it's Marcus Allen, host of The Marcus Allen Show, founder of The Hedge Club, and developer of Exclave Private Towns. Big Pharma admits these vaccines are dangerous and lethal, with the side effects including death found in the fine print of the jabs package inserts. Currently, they say we have the option to not take this liquid poison. But there is a hidden legality that makes this vaccine mandatory for everyone, and we're just months away from this law going into effect. Here's the deal. As I record this on June 2nd, every publicly available COVID-19 shot is available under an emergency use authorization from the FDA. Right now, technically, it's illegal to force the jab. But this all changes once the vaccine is officially approved by the FDA. Once approved, vaccinations are legally mandatory for everyone. Constitutionally, the FDA is part of the executive branch and is in charge.
All right. Actually, when you're scrolling on Twitter, when it scrolls off the page, it stops the video. Interesting. Okay. The North American lottery system makes about $70 billion every year, more than the movie, music, and porn industry combined. Well, one of the reasons they make so much money, the official lotteries, there used to be many unofficial sort of office, bookie, black market lotteries. And the government made them illegal, or they always were illegal, but because they wanted to satisfy demand, they took it over. And I guess because most people believe in government, they didn't think there was anything wrong with that. But I still think that the government as well cheats like crazy. And I don't think there are any real big winners of the lottery. Mainly because the numbers are just so impossible to come up because the odds are just so astronomical. But also because they're just stealing stupid people's money. And I never play the lottery for that reason. It is just, I know it's fixed. And that got me to thinking about The Fix Is In by Brian Toohey. So I actually invited him on yesterday and he said he is going to come on maybe next week. So look forward to Brian Toohey. And he has another book called The Fix Is Still In. I asked him to send me a couple of chapters that are worth discussing that he likes, and I'll ask him questions about that. And another interesting tweet. Healthcare has morphed into health security. Yeah. Official science, official medicine, omitted safety studies, military-grade lockdowns, illegality of competitive cures despite higher safety. Health security does not mean safety. It means WEF stakeholder investment security. Yeah, that's what they said they were going to bring in, the biosecurity state. We had the security state with Homeland Security after 9/11, and now we have the biosecurity state where the end game is to get everyone tracked and traced and ID'd absolutely for real life and for the internet and for health and for currency and for social credit. It's all going to be on a chip that will probably be under your skin, so it's harder to tamper with. That's what's coming. That's what this is all about. That is the main, absolute main thing going on. Here's something funny. There is a huge Agenda 2030 transit line being built across the center of Toronto. And it says here, this government corporation that is spending billions building this streetcar is hosting a COVID vaccine clinic. So basically it's at a construction site. Does that seem like, again, more incredible desperation? Who is going to go to a construction site where there's all kinds of dirt and dust flying around the air? Who would go there to get their arm stuck with a needle? It's insane. This is the level of insanity. And people need, and hopefully, question this. Does that really make it? Why don't they do it in a back alley in a bad part of town? We'll stand beside the heroin dealers and administer these quaxines there. It would make more sense. Crazy. Crazy, crazy, crazy. Okay, so now we're running into my tweets from yesterday. I think we're done. We spent about an hour discussing my research for the day. I'll remind people to go to fakeologist.com/blog go to phacotube.com, sign up there so you can make comments and so you can chat. Okay, I'll just read the chat here. We got Chet saying, the Seattle Times, breaking news, Governor Inslee, more than 2 million in prizes for Washington residents getting their COVID vaccine. So there you go. They're doing that was a joke I made a few weeks ago, but I suppose I figured it would come around to giving away money. So many states, West Virginia, Ohio, Washington, they're all desperate to get you on board. And I would love to know, there's no way of knowing, what is the real actual uptake of these vaccines? It's got to be pretty low, especially among black people, because they are definitely more wise to what's going on. They have a history of it. They have a history of not trusting the government anyway. But it's got to be super low. But they're going to just use constant money and constant repetition to get this through. So anyway, sign up at phacotube.com, where we have email alerts when they upload a new video, if you subscribe to the channel. By the way, if you ever want to turn off the emails, you just go to the channel. And the only channel really there is Fakeologist Admin, that's me. So you could just click this bell to turn off your email notifications. It's pretty simple. I know people couldn't find the bell easily, a little smaller than on YouTube, but generally the website works the same way as YouTube. Okay, so I've talked myself out. That's about enough. Go to fake11.com/Discord if you want to join the audio chat. I'll be on there Saturday morning, early, with the Australians. And we just have a general chat about mainly movies and Rolos, bad behavior. But we have Rick Exoteric there all the time. He knows a ton of stuff. And we'll be able to talk your ear off there if you want to talk to Rick. So we have a pretty good time on that show on Saturday. So tune in on Saturday. That's when you'll hear me next. Probably show up on Sunday. Sunday around 8:30 p.m. Eastern Daylight Savings Time, and I'm sure we'll have more to talk about, mainly about COVID, the COVIDian revolution. It's going strong here in Ontario. I think we're going to get a couple months off for the summer, but it's going to probably start right back up in September. Next week, we should have Brian Toohey on. We might have To the Trees on, a great caller from Northern Ontario. Might have, if now I have a number of really good donors, regular donors. I'd be happy to have any of you guys on if you want to do a one-on-one just discussion. Hit me up. You know who you are. You're at fakeologist.com/donate/donors if you want to see the list. But if any of you guys want to talk, just email me. fakeologist.com/contact. Just hit me up and we can do a show together. And you just can listen to me drone on. If you have anything to say, you can cut in and we can discuss anything you want on the blog, and also maybe just your reaction in general to this year and a half. I'm going to probably go watch the Kevin J. Johnson show now because it's got a Canadian angle. I also recommended the No Agenda show and any other video source that you find on FakeoTube. I usually source from the main channels that I follow, where you should go to also follow. Actually, I want to see Amazing Polly. She has a video. She's on BitChute right now. And actually was in the middle of watching that. Let me just bring up my BitChute. So many sources right now. So much content up there. It's crazy. Look at all my... I got over 1,000 notifications on BitChute. Just so many. Laura Lynn Tyler, Warrior Calls, Tangentopolis, Wellness Forum, Truth Videos 1984, Dee Best, Jim Fetzer. Just so much stuff. Press for Truth. A lot of fear-mongering in some of these titles, by the way. Let's just see if I can find Amazing Polly. Amazing Polly. They don't have a very good search, usually, on BitChute. I don't know if they've been taken over, by the way. Quarantine stress disorder. Okay, I haven't watched this one there, but she's usually pretty good, so.
How are you doing?
I'm fine.
I know that here in Ontario, Canada.
I'm terrible.
My fellow Ontarians are suffering under the longest and strictest law.
Well, she's right. So take a look at that one. Lots of content out there. And thank you for joining me. Thank you for patronizing my site. I appreciate that. Thank you very much. Send me an email. Send me a donation. Send me a donation if you want me to stop doing this broadcast. No, I'm just joking. But thanks for following along. I am trying to pursue the truth. I don't always have it. I get things wrong. But overall, it's been quite a journey. And it's not over yet. So take care. Thanks for tuning in. We'll see you next time.